弟兄姐妹，来宾的朋友，平安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
在西元九十三年左右，罗马历史学家约瑟夫斯 （Josephus） 写道：“这时犹太地出现一位名叫耶稣的人，他能行神迹与奇事，又是许多喜欢追求真理之人的导师。跟随他的人除了犹太人以外，还有许多外邦人。”但罗马巡抚在我们的上层人物的怂恿下判定他十字架，从起初就爱他的那一群人一直没有离弃他。基督徒就是从基督得名的，直到今天仍未完全绝迹。
Around the year 93 AD, the Roman historian Josephus wrote, There lived Jesus. He was one who performed extraordinary deeds and was a teacher to those who accept the truth gladly.He won over many Jews and many of the Greeks. Pilate, upon hearing him accused by men of the highest standing, condemned him to be crucified. Those who had come to love him did not cease to do so, and the tribe of Christians, so named after him, has not disappeared to this day.
我们一起祷告，求神预备我们的心来领受耶稣受难的信息。亲爱的主耶稣，我们来到你的十字架前都是不配的人，我们现在来纪念你为我们受难，求你柔软我们的心，也在你的圣洁公义的亮光光照我们，让我们看到我们的真我。我们也希望你能够悦纳我们今天晚上的崇拜，愿一切所有的荣耀都归于你，这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。是的，耶稣被钉十字架是一件事实，但是我们必须转向新约圣经来更明白耶稣被钉十字架与我们有什么关系。根据新约的福音书，耶稣和门徒们吃完了晚餐之后，就到了一个地方叫克西马尼去祷告。
To understand how Jesus' crucifixion relates to us today, we turn to the New Testament Bible. According to the Gospels, after the Last Supper with the disciples, Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
耶稣知道自己将要受的苦是极其的艰难，他的汗珠如大血滴流到了地上。这不是一种夸张比喻的形容，因为医学已经证明了人在面对极端的逼迫的时候会流带着血的汗。耶稣那时呼求天父，父啊，你若愿意就把这杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。耶稣的痛苦和迟疑是他人性的一面，然而神的儿子坚持要完成神圣的使命。
Knowing what he was about to suffer, Jesus was in such anguish that he sweated blood. This is not figurative. Sweating blood during extreme duress is a known medical phenomenon. Jesus prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Jesus' anguish and reluctance was human, but the Son of God was committed to fulfilling his divine mission.
在那院子里他遭受了背叛的痛苦，因为其中一个门徒犹大为了30块银子就出卖了耶稣，亲自带兵丁去捉拿主，其他的门徒也都害怕逃跑了。天一亮，巡抚比拉多宣布耶稣是无罪的，但是宗教的领袖和众人不停地喊着说钉他十字架，比拉多就照他们所求的定案把耶稣交给了他们。
At the garden, he suffered the pain of betrayal when one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, led the authorities to arrest him in exchange for 30 pieces of silver. The rest of the disciples fled in fear. At the trial the next morning, the governor Pontius Pilate declared Jesus innocent of any crime, then sentenced him to be crucified because the mob and the religious authorities had demanded it.
耶稣在被钉十字架之前遭受了鞭打，罗马的鞭刑是出名的残忍， 兵丁用的皮鞭上有铁块或是刺骨，抽打的时候，这种鞭子会造成内出血和皮肉的撕裂。有一位第三世纪的历史学家如此形容罗马的鞭刑，说被鞭打的人的血管、肌肉、肠子都暴露在外。
Before the crucifixion, Jesus had to be flogged. Roman floggings were infamously cruel. A whip of braided leather straps embedded with metal balls or sharp bones caused internal bleeding, as well as muscles to be ripped up. A 3rd century historian described a Roman flogging like this. The sufferer's veins were laid bare, and the very muscles, sinews, and bowels of the victim were open to exposure.
兵丁又将荆棘做的冠冕戴在耶稣的头上，然后戏弄他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊。鞭刑之后，耶稣被带到一个山坡上，名叫独楼地，在那里就赤身露体的被钉在十字架上。这些钉子并不会造成致命伤，这样做也是故意的，目的是要延长羞辱和折磨。
The soldiers also shoved a crown of thorns on Jesus' head as they jeered, "Hail to the King of the Jews!" After the flogging, the soldiers brought Jesus to a hill called the Place of the Skull, or Calvary in Latin. They stripped him naked and nailed him to the cross. The nails did not pierce any vital organs or arteries. This was intentionally done to prolong the humiliation and torture.
这一切应验了几百年前先知以赛亚的预言。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。以赛亚书53:3-6。我们都个人偏行己路，远离了神。神将我们远离神的罪和一切其他的过犯都归在耶稣的身上。
All this was foretold several hundreds of years earlier by the prophet Isaiah. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53. We have gone astray, each of us turning to our own way. And God laid the sin of turning away from him and all other sins on Jesus.
圣经对耶稣的十字架有清楚的解释，其中有两节经文能来做总结。第一，哥林多后书5:21，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。第二，罗马书5:8，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。请注意，这里圣经不是说神的爱和神的义是给那一些值得的好人，这道理与许多人对信仰的想法是相反的。
The meaning of the cross of Jesus can be summed up in the following 2 verses. 2 Corinthians 5 says, God made him who had no sin to be a sin offering for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And Romans 5 says, But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Notice how the verses do not say that only good people can receive God's love and righteousness. This is contrary to what many people believe when they think of religion.
圣经里面是说，耶稣在我们还做罪人的时候就爱我们，为我们死。你若信靠耶稣，你的罪必得赦免。你若把信心建立在耶稣的身上，神就算你为义。 所以我们能在耶稣的十字架前经历到神的爱和神的义。
What the verses say is that while we were still sinners, Jesus showed love by dying for our sins. If you put your trust in what Jesus did on the cross, your sins will be forgiven, and God's righteousness will be accredited to you. In short, the cross of Jesus is where we experience God's love and righteousness.
人都认同邪恶的存在，这世上一直有坏人在做坏事。问题不是那一些人如果得赦免，这样公平不公平？我们来到耶稣的十字架前要问的问题是，我自己是罪人吗？
People agree that there's evil in this world. There are bad people doing bad things. The question is not, is it fair that those people may be forgiven? The cross of Jesus confronts us with a question much more personal. Am I a sinner?
只承认自己不完美，不够。耶稣说，无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。圣经所说的罪人，就是不顺服神的人，违背神的属性的人，敌对神旨意的人。这样的人不能讨神的喜悦。哥罗西书第一章二十一节说，我们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
Not just admitting not being perfect. Jesus said, It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. A sinner is someone who is insubordinate to God, someone who is incapable of submitting to God or pleasing Him. Romans chapter 5 says a sinner is hostile to God. Colossians 1 says, Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior.
大多数的人按照自己的标准或是跟一些其他的人相比，会觉得自己做得蛮好的。然而神是按照他的绝对标准来评判人。这位圣洁公义的神已经宣判了，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Maybe you think of yourself as a good person, based on your own standard or by comparing yourself with others. But God judges us by His standard, and He does not grade on a curve. When God, who is holy and perfect, looked across the history of mankind, He declared, All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以我们需要回到最关键的问题。耶稣为罪人死，那我自己是罪人吗？或许圣经里面的一些例子能帮助你回答。
So we go back to the fundamental question the cross of Jesus confronts us with. Am I a sinner? Maybe a list of examples will help. Even when you have the chance to do good, but choose to do nothing instead, is a sin, according to James chapter 4.
神的标准是何等的高。圣经说，如果你有机会行善，却没有去行，这样在他的眼里也是罪。那哪一种罪恶对人类来说是最普遍的呢？圣经说魔鬼撒旦昼夜在神面前控告我们，如果他只能指出一个罪，叫最多的人灭亡，他会指控什么样的罪呢？
So which sin is the most pervasive for mankind? Satan is constantly trying to get as many people as possible to perish without God. In the Bible, Satan is called the accuser. If Satan could go before God and make one accusation against us, which sin would virtually all human beings be guilty of?
其实，撒旦曾经做了这样的事。很久以前，有一个人名叫约伯。圣经说，约伯是一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶的人。有一天，撒旦来到神面前，神对撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事。换句话说，约伯没有犯贪婪、拜偶像、仇恨、嫉妒、毁谤人、傲慢或性的罪。
Well, Satan did try to do exactly that. There was a man named Job, whom the Bible described as blameless and upright, who feared God and turned away from evil. In the book of Job, The Lord said, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil? Satan cannot accuse Job of greed, idolatry, hatred, jealousy, slander, arrogance, or sexual immorality.
那我们来看撒旦对约伯唯一的指控，也是他用来指控全人类的。撒旦回答耶和华说，约伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？你岂不是四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产在地上也增多。你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
So Satan made the following charge against Job, and by extension, against all mankind. Satan said, Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands, so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now, stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
我们来看一下撒旦的指控。按照撒旦的说法，约伯行善只是为了繁荣昌盛，利用神。若约伯失去了他一切拥有的，他必定怪神，然后弃掉神。事实上，撒旦指控人类也是如此。撒旦觉得人愿意来到神面前，是出于自私的动机，想要从神得到自己心中想要的。大家都想一些祝福，但是对人来说，神只是一个得着好处的手段。人与神的关系是否真的只能限制在一种打交易的层面而已？这就是为什么很多人说，我现在的生活都挺好的，我不需要神。
Satan was basically saying that even a good person like Job was only using God to gain prosperity. If those things were to be taken away, Job would quickly blame God and turn away from him. Satan's accusation is that the people's only interest in God is what they can get from God. We may covet his blessing, but God is really just a means to an end. In short, human beings are only capable of a transactional relationship with God. This is why you often hear people say, My life is pretty good right now. I don't need God.
如果撒旦说的对，那人类就真的无法与神有更深刻的关系。那么一切关于神的爱，还有十字架的救恩，都是毫无意义的。因为一个交易的关系不需要有真实的爱。你去旅游，住在饭店，柜台的服务员对你很亲切，为你开门，帮你提行李箱到房间，尽量满足你的需要。但是如果你吝啬小费或不付账单，这一切的 VIP 待遇都会停止。同样的，如果服务员的言语粗鲁，或是房间外面的噪音太大，作为顾客你会不高兴，要求退款，找别的饭店，这是交易的关系。
If Satan was right and it was simply impossible for mankind to have a deeper relationship with God, then all this talk about God's love and Jesus' sacrifice on the cross would be foolish and pointless. There's no genuine love in a transactional relationship. When you go on vacation and stay at a hotel, the employees at the front desk greet you with a big smile, open the doors for you, speak to you in a warm and respectful voice, help you carry your bags to your room, and bring you whatever you need. But all that VIP treatment stops if you're stingy with your tips or if you do not pay your bill. Likewise, if the staff is rude or if the noise outside your room is too loud, you would be upset as a paying customer, and you may ask for your money back and take your business elsewhere.
那爱的关系就很不一样了。想一下你所爱的人，他很亲切地向你打招呼，为你开门，用温柔的方式对你说话，又随时支持你，帮助你。从外表看，跟那位服务员有点像，心里的感受却完全不同。
On the other hand, picture someone you love right now. Imagine that person greets you with a smile, opens the doors for you, speaks to you in a kind and thoughtful voice, and is there to help and support you. Outwardly, the actions look very similar to the first example, but it's totally different on the inside.
如果有一天你爱的人脾气暴躁或自私，你会感受到受伤，你心里受伤，因为你爱那个人，而且在这种情况下去找别家也不是一个适合的反应，因为这是爱的关系。
If one day they are bad-tempered or act selfishly, you would feel hurt because you love that person, not because you're a paying customer. And taking your business elsewhere would not be the appropriate response.
两方彼此相爱，应该有良好的沟通，有委身，有怜悯，有包容。爱里的忠诚跟 customer loyalty 是不一样的，不是为了积点数的。你能不能够想象你所爱的人有一天对你说，我不需要你了，因为我现在的生活都很好，或是我找到了一个更好的 deal， 我想要换家试试看。无论在顺境或逆境，爱的关系必有一定的尾声与信实。
In a love relationship, there should be communication, commitment, mercy, and acceptance. It's not about customer loyalty based on reward points. It's about genuine commitment and faithfulness to one another during the good times and bad.
这就是为什么当爱的关系破裂的时候所带来的伤痛最深。圣经说我们都偏行己路，破坏了自己与神之间那个爱的关系。如果撒旦魔鬼说的对，那无论神如何以爱和恩慈对待我们，人还是只能继续活在一个自我为中心的罪恶之中，好叫耶稣的十字架成为枉然。这也是为什么如果撒旦对约伯的指控是对的，那是多么的严重。后来约伯无论在顺境或逆境，喜乐或悲伤，都没有离弃神，就好像一个爱的关系一样。
This is why a broken love relationship cuts the deepest. The Bible says that we each have turned our own way. We broke the love relationship with God. If Satan was right, then no matter how much God showed his love and kindness towards us, we would still live in the sin of our self-centeredness, and the cross of Jesus would be emptied of its power. This is why Satan's accusation against Job would be such an egregious sin against God if it were true. In the end, Job never forsakes the Lord during the good times and the bad, in joy and in sorrow, just like in a real love relationship.
弟兄姐妹，慕道的朋友，我们的罪孽破坏了与神彼此相爱的关系。我们常以打交易的态度来对待神，用一个我现在有没有什么需要来决定神对你重要不重要。基督在我们还做罪人的时候就承受了极大的痛苦，这是神以爱来对待我们。那我们来到十字架前，你心里的回应是否充满了感激和爱，还是你比较喜欢跟神打交易，叫神做你的服务员？
Brothers and sisters, friends, we are all guilty of breaking the love relationship with God because of the sin of treating him as a means to an end, with God's importance to us based on if we need him to get what we want. Jesus went through immense suffering and sacrifice for you. Is your heart filled with love and gratitude towards him? Or do you prefer God as a servant at your beck and call?
圣经说，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。在爱里面，凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。神是用这样的爱爱我们。
The Bible says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not arrogant. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It protects, trusts, hopes, and perseveres. God loves you in all these ways.
无罪的耶稣为有罪的人背负十字架的刑罚，为我们的罪付上代价。因为刚刚的经文说，爱不喜欢不义。耶稣的宝血洗净了我们的污秽，因为这样子神就不计算我们的恶。
Jesus suffered the cross and paid the penalty for our sins, because the Bible says, love does not delight in wrongdoing. His blood covers our sins so that we are forgiven, because Love keeps no record of wrong.
爱是不自夸，不求自己的益处。这世上没有其他比耶稣更谦卑、更无私的，因为圣经说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Love is not arrogant or self-seeking. Who can be more humble and selfless than Jesus, who, being in very nature God, made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
爱是相信、盼望、忍耐。耶稣知道他的牺牲不是枉然。当人讥笑他、叫他救自己的时候，他是因着爱选择留在十字架上直到最后。
Love trusts, hopes, and perseveres. Jesus knew his sacrifice would not be a waste of effort. When the people mockingly told him to save himself, his love for us kept him on the cross until the end.
耶稣能体会我们的软弱，他也曾经受试探，只是他没有犯罪。一直到今天，他继续被人误解，被人瞧不起，被人出卖。我们所有肮脏的罪恶都倒在耶稣的身上。在十字架上的时候，圣洁无罪的天父看到耶稣，只能掩面不看他的独生爱子。那时耶稣说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？这是永恒中唯一一次圣父和圣子分开的时刻。但是感谢主，耶稣的十字架使我们不必说出那一句绝望的话，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我，也不必永远与神隔绝。神不只是同情我们的软弱，他伸手拯救我们，赐给我们他的独生爱子，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Jesus understands our humanity. He knows what it's like to be tempted by sin, to be misunderstood, jeered, and betrayed. And when all of our sins were put on Jesus, on the cross, God the Father had no choice but to look away from his one and only Son. Jesus said on the cross, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? It was the only moment in all of eternity that the Father and the Son were separated. Because of the cross of Jesus, we would never have to utter that desperate phrase, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Nor forever be separated from him. Most importantly, God did more than empathize with our weakness. He did something about it and gave his one and only Son so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
感谢神，耶稣的十字架证明撒旦的控告失败了。感谢神，耶稣三天后复活了，战胜了死罪和死亡的权势。所以我们今天可以拥有一个有主耶稣同在的生命，充满了爱、恩典、怜悯和带领。这与神同行的生活是怎么开始的？你要敞开你的心，在耶稣的十字架前认罪悔改，然后凭着信心，借着你的口，来迎接耶稣做你的救主和生命的主。
Praise God, Jesus proved Satan wrong. Praise God, Jesus conquered sin and death. And after the third day, he rose again. We can hope for a life with God, one based on love, grace, mercy, and his guidance. That new life with God starts when you open up your heart and confess your sins, and then receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord.
你若已经是重生得救的基督徒，我们一起今天晚上在耶稣的十字架前献上感谢，求主帮助我们天天的尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主我们的神，感谢神也天天爱我们，饶恕我们，也看顾我们。
If you are already a follower of Jesus, use tonight to thank Jesus for what he has done on the cross. Strive to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, just as God loves you by forgiving you and watching over you in every moment of your life.
我想用神的话来结束今天的信息。 以弗所书第二章，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，赐给显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
I want to end the message with a passage from Ephesians. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, which is Satan, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath.But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith,And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到十字架面前，看到我们的真我，才真的看到我们的羞愧，我们所有的过犯，我们是如何不配。但是我们来到你的十字架面前，你是要我们感受到你的爱，你是要我们感受到你的恩典，你要我们感受到有你同在的生活。感谢你给我们这么伟大的礼物，求主让我们在我们每天的生活中，不要继续只跟你打交易，而是真的是尽心尽力的天天的爱主我们的神。这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。